Back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin from Eastern Maine Sports on this Friday afternoon. How are you today, Mark?
All right, how are you doing, Rhett?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Got some beautiful weather out there, and that's good to see with some big playoff games coming up in the days ahead.
Yeah, not much tonight, actually, because everything got pushed back and everything. But busy day tomorrow. A lot of, big, obviously, playoff football games and state championship field games and a busy schedule, and, kind of looking forward to that. And then there's still going to be some games on Monday, too.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little football first and get your thoughts on a few games here. How do you size up the matchup between Stearns and Orono?
Oh, well, that was a pretty intense game the first time they played.
We're hoping they can finish this one, right?
That's right. Orono's a favorite in this one, but hopefully cooler heads prevail and they can, kind of just stick to football and everything. But, it's definitely one to pay attention to. Stearns has been playing very well. They took care of a very good Bucksport team last week pretty handily. And then, anything could happen, and I definitely wouldn't count out with Stearns, but Orono's a favorite in that one.
All right. How about MDI and Camden Hills?
MDI, another team that's been playing very well. They're the underdogs on the road in this one. But the winner of this one goes to the state championship game. MDI, as I said, been playing very well lately. Beat Morse two times in a row to get there, and Morse was the number two seed. So look out for them.
And then the Herman Hawks take on Madomic Valley.
Yeah, this could be interesting. Madomic Valley, has had a great season, but Herman's defense has been really stepping up lately, and could be interesting. Madomic Valley is, the higher seed and the favorite in this one, but as I said, Herman's defense has been playing well lately.
We're talking with Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports here on Downtown. Well, let's branch out to some other sports. You mentioned those state field hockey championship games tomorrow, and I know one of interest to you, Dexter and Winthrop going head to head.
Yeah, six straight regional titles for Winthrop, but Dexter, sorry, in the background. Dexter, took care of a good Foxcroft team yesterday, 2-1. They took 2 out of 3 against Foxcroft during the year. They really controlled that game yesterday. Foxcroft's defense is so good, it kept it a close game. But that should be very interesting. That's the 3 o'clock game tomorrow in Lewiston.
And stop me if you've heard this one before. Skowhegan playing for a state championship.
Same old, same old. They won't have an easy time. It's Cheverus. But just the fact that they just keep getting there, I would say pretty confidently the best program in the state, any sport, any school. I don't think there's much question about that. Tough to argue with that.
Absolutely. And also close to home here, a nice win in the girls' soccer ranks for the Penobscot Valley High School team.
We've got a chance to cover them quite a bit this year. It's going to be quite a game next Tuesday at Hamden. Penobscot Valley and Wisdom, the top two teams there in Class D. Definitely one to pay attention to. PVHS, Penobscot Valley's done a great job. Jeremy Duras has done a great job with them over the years, built a great program. So that's definitely one to watch Tuesday.
Absolutely. So what will you guys and your Eastern Maine sports team be covering tomorrow?
We will be at the broadcasting the Winslow Foxcroft game tomorrow night, 6:45 pregame. That was it. Winslow actually gave Foxcroft their closest game of the season. They were ahead either late in the first half or halftime when they played the last game of the regular season. So, definitely some storylines going into that one. Foxcroft will have to play well to get the win.
Excellent. All right. Now, Craig Breslow, smart man that he is, Ivy League education and all, I expect he's going to pick up the phone and say, hey, Mark, what should my first move be? What would you tell him?
Well, the biggest thing is obviously pitching and defense. And the guy I'm going to mention has nothing to do with either one of those, at least next year. That's Ohtani. See what you can do. But, yeah, obviously pitching's the main thing. And I think, as you said, Breslow is a smart guy. I think he's going to build the team. It worked for Texas with Chris Young, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think I just want to see them. Even if they don't get Ohtani, I want them to be in on those big names.
Yeah, no doubt. Ohtani might stay out west, and there's nothing you can do about that. But definitely, be in the mix, and I, I don't know. I think it seems to me like I know they say this every time, but I think they're really ready to spend. You know, they went through the bad 4 years. I mean, for the most time these owners have been there, they have spent other than the last 4 years. So, I mean, I think they're sick of being last place, sick of being irrelevant, really, pretty much in New England. I mean, people shouldn't be talking about the Patriots over the Red Sox when they're 2-6, you know, and that's what's happening.
Just stand back when John Henry opens that wallet, because I expect a lot of moths might come flying out.
Well, he's been a lot on soccer and other things, right?
Exactly. Yeah, he's got some other priorities these days. Well, going to be a fun weekend. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Stick with Eastern Maine Sports for all the information you need on high school sports, college sports, and more. Mark, we appreciate it as always, and we'll catch up with you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
You got it. It's Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, and our high school report on downtown. It's brought to you every week by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor, and by The First. Dream First because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.